Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this morning's Old Testament reading, we hear the prophecy from Isaiah that a virgin would be with child and would give birth to a son who would be called Emmanuel. And in our gospel reading from Matthew, we hear the good news of the fulfillment of that prophecy, as about 700 years after Isaiah wrote, the Virgin Mary conceived and gave birth to a son who was given the personal name Jesus, which means the Lord saves, but who has also long been known as Emmanuel, which means God with us. As we prepare to celebrate the birth of that child, I'd like to focus this morning on what it means for us that that child and the man he grew to be really is Emmanuel, that Jesus really is God with us. So, what does that mean? Well, first, it means that Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Mary, really is God in the flesh, that he is not just the greatest of men or the wisest of teachers, that he is not just a great prophet or an especially faithful servant of God, but that he truly is Emmanuel, that he truly is God with us. When, by a miracle of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary conceived, it was Emmanuel, God with us, there in her womb. From the moment of conception, our God had come to us and joined us in our humanity. And so, resting and growing in the quiet warmth of Mary's womb, our God was with us. So also, 9 months later, when the shepherds of Bethlehem looked into the manger, it was Emmanuel who they saw there wrapped up in those swaddling cloths, quietly lying there asleep in the hay. Our God was with us. And then throughout his life on this earth, from working in Joseph's carpenter shop to his ministry, walking from town to town, healing the sick and preaching the good news, to the darkness and pain of the cross, to the garden outside of his empty tomb, every step of the way, he was Emmanuel. Every step of the way, he was God with us. And as Emmanuel, every step of the way, he was showing us just what our God is like. Some things about God we can tell simply from the testimony of nature. We see the wonders of this creation, and from that evidence, we know that there is a mighty creator. We learn much more about God in the scriptures, where God tells us about himself, as there we hear and learn about his mercy and his might, his perfection and his patience, his faithfulness and his forgiveness. But in the fullness of time, God most fully revealed himself to us and showed us what he is like by coming to us in person, by coming to us as Emmanuel, God with us. And so when we look to Jesus and see in him God with us, what do we see? What do we learn about God by seeing him in Jesus? In his choosing to become human, to himself become a part of the human race, we see God's love for humanity, his love for all mankind. In the humble circumstances of Jesus' birth, we see that our God shows no favoritism to the rich or the powerful, but he is for all of us. In Jesus' lifetime of reaching out to the outcasts, his life of reaching out to sinners, people whom some people he said he should not be associating with, there we see our God's love for the lost and our God's commitment seeking and saving that which was lost. In Jesus' miracles of healing, we see both God's power and his compassion. There we see his commitment to using his power to help others. In the fact that Jesus did not use his power to spare himself, we see the selflessness of God's love for us. In Jesus' death for us on the cross, willingly taking upon himself the just judgment for all of our sins against him, there we see just how long and wide and high and deep our God's love for us is, that he is the friend and savior of sinners like us. And in Jesus' resurrection from the dead, we see the glory, majesty, and power of God. There we see that death cannot hold him, that the forces of evil cannot overcome him, and that the powers of darkness cannot extinguish his light. That the one we are trusting in has already won the victory over everything that stands opposed to him and that stands opposed to us as his people. All of that we have seen and know about our God, specifically because all of that we have seen in Jesus, God with us, our Emmanuel. To look to Christ and what he has done for us, and to see in him what our God is like, is an important part of what it means for us to know Jesus as Emmanuel, to know him as God with us. But it also means even more for us. For the message of Emmanuel is not just that in his birth and in his years of walking this earth, Jesus was God with us. It's not just a message about God's presence among us in the past. The message of Emmanuel is the message that Jesus is still Emmanuel, that Jesus is still God with us today. Before Jesus' ascension, he promised us, "Surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." And ever since then, Jesus has been keeping that promise, just as he keeps that promise and is here with us today. Jesus is indeed, as he promised, with you always, which is to say that he is Emmanuel always. He is God with us and will always be. He is with you always as the God who took on human flesh for you, who lived for you and died for you. He is with you as the God who conquered death for you. And that means a tremendous amount for you. If you ever feel insignificant, wondering whether you really matter, then know that you have a God with you who journeyed from heaven to a manger to a cross, all to save you. Know that to him who is with you, you are as far as anyone can possibly be from being insignificant. If you ever feel disappointed that you haven't achieved as much or accumulated as much as you might have once dreamed you would in this life, then know that the God who is with you is a God who has no favoritism towards the rich or the powerful, but that he is a God who grew up in a carpenter's household, who called fishermen to be his disciples, and who continues today to care not what is on your resume or what is in your bank account, but who cares about what's in your heart. If you ever look into your heart and feel ashamed over the sin that you see there, then know that the God who is with you is a God who came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. That he is a God who saw all of your sins and did not turn away from you, but took your sins upon himself and bore them to the cross to save you. Know that this God who is with you loves nothing more than assuring you again and again that you really are forgiven. If you find yourself facing difficulties that you worry might be too much for you, then know that you do not face those difficulties alone. That the same God who calmed storms and called Lazarus out of his tomb is there with you, that he is there for you, so that you can do all things, that you can persevere and be more than a conqueror in all things, through Christ who is with you and who strengthens you. And if you ever find yourself feeling worried or afraid, thinking about what lies ahead for you beyond this life, then know that the God who is with you now and who will also be with you then is a God who has overcome sin, death, and the devil for you. Know that he who is with you and who will never leave you or forsake you is the resurrection and the life for you. In whatever circumstances you might face, know that the God who rent the heavens open and came down to us in his incarnation is still with you today. He is still Emmanuel, God with us. Hear his words of guidance and forgiveness as he speaks to you in his word. Know that he hears every word you say as you speak to him in prayer, even before you say it. Find your peace, your rest, and your strength in him each day. And know that surely he will be with you always, that you can count on him to always be your Emmanuel, God with you forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.